It's 86 degrees at 12:06. Welcome to the Midday Interview. I'm Bob Workman in for Jamila Erickson, and I'm very happy to have a guest in our studio from the C-Notes Choral Society. In fact, the director, Cindy Sellers, is here. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Bob.
Ooh, for some reason. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Bob.
There you are. You know, it happens almost every time.
That's okay.
And you're here to talk about a very special series of concerts, two of them anyway, this weekend at Odell Williamson Auditorium in Brunswick County. Let's start with the significance of these concerts in the history of your organization.
Okay, well, that's very exciting to me because we are celebrating our 40th anniversary.
40 years.
Yes, and we started in 74, in the summer of 74, and sang for the North Carolina 4th of July Festival, a small group organized by Connie Ledgett. And we decided this sounded like fun. It was great to get together and sing for people. So why not form an organization? So we did. We formed the Choral Society, called it the C-Notes, and gave our first presentation at Christmas. I came over and borrowed music from New Hanover High School that summer.
Tell me, do the members of the C-Notes Choral Society come from Brunswick County exclusively or from other areas as well?
Primarily, but once in a while there's some crossover.
Yeah.
I was the regular director from 91 to 95, and I lived in Wilmington, and I would drive to Southport every Monday night. And at the same time, Dr. Robert Jones was the director of the Wilmington Choral Society, and he lived at Oak Island. So we would meet each other on 133 and wave as we all cross county lines.
Okay, the Choral Society, is it based in Southport now?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that's
meets at St. Peter Lutheran Church every Monday night.
Okay, how many members strong are you?
Well, I think there's about 150 on the rolls. And they've had as high as about 130 sing. Summer is usually a lot lighter than that. We have some snowbirds in the area. So we're singing with about 60 for our summer.
That's still a really fine size.
It's perfect, actually. It's fun to have 130, but it's a little harder for the, you know, for the production. It's hard to find a place to put that many people on a stage.
This concert you've titled To Those Who Serve. Can you talk a little bit about that, what the significance of this concert is?
Well, this is focusing on our military history, honoring veterans and active duty personnel. There are a lot of milestones in our history. We have, of course, it's the 238th birthday of the nation, and it's the 200th birthday of the writing of the Star-Spangled Banner this September. And that's a really big deal. And it is also, we're still in the sesquicentennial of the Civil War. And tomorrow, the 28th of June, marks what led to World War I 100 years ago. And that was the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. So lots of milestones. We didn't enter until 1917. And this year we also had the 70th anniversary of D-Day. It's the 50th and 60th. I'm getting old and can't remember.
That's okay.
64, the Gulf of Tonkin incident begins the Vietnam era. So there's a lot of commemorative meaning there.
It's an auspicious year for anniversaries.
And
of that
30
sort.
Years for WHQR.
Yeah. Hopefully, you're not born in the fires of war, but I don't know anything about that particular beginning. Electricity may be maybe the only baptism by fire WHQR's experienced. And so you're covering more than 200 years of musical history, too, right?
There's a song for everything.
How far back do you go? What's the oldest piece of music that you're working with?
The one that we do for the Revolution is entitled Chester. It's by William Billings.
I know.
And it's a marvelous piece that utilizes a little piccolo and a field drum. And that's just a really special. We've done that before. It's been a long time, so we brought that out.
Tell me, do you do concerts other than patriotic music?
Oh, yes. The C-Notes does usually a Christmas presentation and a spring where you will see 120 to 130 yeah. folks on the stage. And we traditionally rotate directorships. This is my turn. Yeah. I'm just delighted that this was my turn. And maybe one day I'll get another turn. We have a lot of talent, a lot of talented yeah. directors in the area that get to participate with the C-Notes.
I know all of that music that you sing, the music at the holiday season, the music for spring. A spring concert can always have a wonderful kind of lightness of heart. And I'm just wondering, in rehearsing this program, if there's a certain depth of feeling that is experienced by the singers that is somehow different.
That's a very good question, because there really is. I certainly have teared up a couple of times over particular pieces, and yes, the answer is yes. We're a very patriotic group, and if you're around Southport or lived around Southport for any length of time, you know that that's a very patriotic community.
Yeah, very much so. We've got Chester from the Revolutionary War, and let's talk about music from, say, 38 years later. You'll be singing the Star Spangled Banner?
We will be singing the Star Spangled
All the
Banner.
Verses?
No, we're going to sing. We did that once, I think. Most people don't know all those verses.
That's very true.
But you'll find them in some hymn books. But we have a special new arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner by Mark Hayes that is really, really nice. And Odell Williamson Auditorium does not start a program without starting with the Star Spangled Banner.
Ah,
that's their tradition.
Yeah.
So we will start with the Star Spangled Banner and mm-hmm. then revert into historic times. And we're going to sing some lighthearted stuff. There's always the Battle of New Orleans
yeah.
For the War of 1812, and Over There, and How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm for World War One. And we've got a band, small ensemble playing, that has some Wilmington. I know that Harry McLam is from Castlehaine.
Yeah.
And our narrator is Reverend P.D. Midget, and he is the associate pastor at Wrightsville United Methodist over at Wrightsville Beach. And he is also a World War II vetean.
Ah. So how wonderful to have
it's just an exciting
someone from the Greatest Generation represented
yes.
there too.
Yes.
And yeah, I just have to go back to that one song from the World War I set that you mentioned, How You're Going to Keep Them Down on the Farm Once They've Seen Paris
yes.
is the rest of the time.
Yes, yes.
It's such an interesting song and really kind of hints at something that happened, maybe breaking through some isolationism of Americans due to their service overseas in that war. And
yeah.
So there are all sorts of facets to this music, culturally, historically.
Yes.
And I can't help but wonder, in your music for the World War II era, will there be any big band swing kind of
That's exactly thing? What we're going to bring them. Yes. We definitely have a medley called In the Swing. And I believe that one was arranged by Alan Billingsley.
Yeah.
And it's a great piece, but it covers about five great hits from that period.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The so-called Forgotten War, Korea. And how will you mark that?
Well, that's a good question, because there weren't really any wonderful patriotic pieces that came from that war. So we just picked something from 1954, which
yeah.
was right after the end of the war, that was lighthearted and represented the basic 50s music.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're singing Mr. Sandman. The women are going to sing Mr.
Very
Sandman.
Good.
Yeah.
And Vietnam. Lots of great music from that period.
Well, yes, and but only one that was a real positive had a real positive approach, and that was the Green Berets.
Of course, yes.
And we have an arrangement that the U.S. Army sent us many years ago when we wanted to do that song, and it's really hard to read. I hope they have some good music notation software now.
We're talking with Cindy Sellers, director of the Sea Notes Choral Society presenting their 40th anniversary. This is their 40th anniversary year, and they're presenting a concert called To Those Who Serve. This is on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. in Odell Williamson Auditorium on the campus of Brunswick Community College off Highway 17 in Bolivia, North Carolina. If you'd like to know more about the concert, call 910-363-4183. Or you can visit the website, www.seanotes.com. And I want to thank you, Cindy, so much for coming by to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.